Vayter in Orei. So we are in Yevamos, Daf, Vav Amanal, picking up on him a piece. But the bottom of the piece, seven lines up from the bottom, Ashreinu that we get to learn Hashem's holy Torah. Don't forget what we're dealing with now is trying to figure out why it would be. We need the word Aleha. Where do we know that an Asay is Docha? A Losase when there's Kares. Is that Asay not going to be Docha Losase when there's Kares? So you don't need the word Aleha. So why is it there? Itzrech, you need it. I'll tell you why. I would have thought, maybe we'll learn out from the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Va'Em that the Asay of Yibum is going to docha the los Asay of the Isser taking a wife's sister. How so? Says Rashi, as it says as follows, Tanya will learn to Nebraisa, Yachli he kibbut av eim docha Shabbos. You would have thought maybe the mitzvah of listen to your parents will be docha the mitzvah of Shabbos. That is, you have to listen to your parents, and if they tell you to break Shabbos, okay, so that's save listen to your parents, will be docha the mitzvah of Shabbos. Tamar lomar, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us, ish imo va'aviv tiro, v'esh ha'psosei tishmaru. And that is that a man, your mother and father you shall fear, and my Shabbos you shall keep. I am Hashem, right? We're still, I'm Hashem, your God, which is teaching us that kulchem chayavim b'chvodi, all of you are chayav in my covenant, even your parents. As Rashi comes along and tells us, atav avicha b'mecha chayav b'chvodi, me'ani Hashem darish lay, from the end of the pasuk, ani Hashem. Right? So, my love, are we not talking about a case where the Amrle Shchotli Basheli, where one's father tells him, Shecht for me or cook for me, which therefore goes against the Yisera, she says, Davi Av Malacha, Shechayiv Malach Kares, the time of the Kosar Chamana Eshab Sosai Tishmo, the reason that he's not allowed to listen to his father and mother is because it says, you shall observe my Shabbos, I am your God. Halav Achi, had it not said those words, they teach me not like that, then Dachi. Then it would have actually override the Isser on Shabbos, even though this is a Isser which has Kares. So what do we see over here? That generally speaking, an Asay will be Docha Los Asay, even if it has Kares, just in Shabbos. There's an exclusion to that by saying that we don't do that. So therefore, if the Torah hadn't written straight out Aleha, then I would have thought that the Mitzvah Asay of Yibum will be Docha the Los Asay and of Kares. Gemara comes back and says, lo, nice try. We thought maybe you meant to go shecht or cook something. Who says that that's what it is? No, that's not what it is. Beep, turn the page. Vav Amanav. Lav de Mechamer. You know the case we're talking about, who the parent would have told him to do? The Isser of Mechamer. You know what the Isser of Mechamer is? Leading an animal that has a lot on top of it on Shabbos, which is not Kares. Either his father or his mother came along and told him to lead an animal that has something on it. It's carrying a package, which goes against the Isser. The pasuk says, Lo sase komalacha ata uvehem techa. Now, this is not a karis, because karis is only on a sin that when one does it with his own physical act, and here he's doing it through the animal, but not himself. And this is a discussion in Masechet Shabbos, a machlokes. Our Gemara is going according to the Shita that one who leads the animal is not going to be chai of kares in such a case. So the pasuk is telling us that one should not obey his father against this iser. Since it's not dealing with the case of kares, then we can't learn out that an asay is docha los asay, which has kares. Says Rashi, top right corner over here, is lav de mechaber achar behema shehu belav, to go out and lead the behema, which is a lav de los asay. So do not do koma lacha, you any work ato v'emtcha, you are your animals. Bahai lav like a karis, and that lav there is no karis. Why is there no karis? To lo v'en ma'isa begufi, you didn't do a ma'isa on your own with your own body. Komod dechsev beperek mishehech shechin Shabbos hamechamer achar behemto b'Shabbos pater. Now back in the Gemara. Okay, now filu hachi lo dachi. What? You want to say that the mitzvah of honoring one's parents will not be docha that iser? Says Rashi, b'tmiya, like, huh? What are you talking about? What about the well-known idea we've been talking about all the time? Ela dekayim elan da'asei asei v'dachi lo'asei. A mitzvah asei will be docha lo'asei. Ligmar me'acha de'lalitchi. Let's learn that from here, that it's not true. Like, whatever we learned about mitzvah asei is docha lo'asei, from tzitzis, however you want to learn it, from tzema pishtim, not from that, however you want to darshan it. The bottom line is we learn that, learn from here, the opposite. Rashi says, v'ligmar me'acha de'lo'dachi. A few love greda, even like a pashat love. Even love without kares. I maybe want to pull a move. If you want to say shiny lava the Shabbos, no, the Isser of Shabbos is different. Come on, it's Shabbos is different. How come? The Chamire, because it's more chamor than other Isurim. Says Rashi, why is that the case? V'chitema, shiny lavi the Shabbos, the Chamir is more chamor. The Chamir lo mihol, the Nervin of Sabbath, and the Mabez, the Chal Shabbos, covered the Vodas Kocham. Someone who breaks Shabbos is like they're worshiping Yehuda Zara, and Mishamachia, if you love Greda, even if it's a small lav, lo dachi, it's not going to be dochit. Minayu, lo garmina, from here, you're not able to go ahead and learn anything out. V'ha Tana ba'almakai, but there's a Tana who generally refers things to Shabbos. V'lo kaparach, and nobody asks the kasha and it says, no, that they're more chamor. What are we talking about over here? Says Rashi, v'ha ashichon Tana ba'alma, the yol of shar lavin. He learns other lavin. Kigon lav delo yitma, alo yitma de kohen. The kohen can't become tummy. V'lav delo tuchel l'sayim, you know, l'salim. You can't turn, you know, you can't ignore. You can't ignore something if you see it in terms of Shabbos Aveda. Milav de Shabbos lechumra. For the love of Shabbos is more chamor. V'lobachin and shiny love of the Shabbos the chamir. And there's never cash on that. Said no, it's different. The love of Shabbos because it's more chamor. Right? Where do we see that? Deita. We learned in a brisa. Yachal amar lo aviv he tame one. Maybe someone would think that if a kohen's father told him to become tame. Rashi says aviv amar lo aviv lekohen he tame bebeisak kavaros lahashiv aveda to go do a Shabbos aveda. Osha yisro medes bechutz. So he's standing outside. Amar lo. Al tachzir, or if he has an object outside of it, he says, don't return it. Yochi Yishma, maybe you have to listen to him. Tamad Lomer Ish Ima Vaviv Tirohu, V'yofinan Lav De Tuma, V'lav Da Shabbos Aveda, Milav De Shabbos. We learn out these things from the Lav of Shabbos. Osha Amelo, so back to the thing, V'tanya Yochal Amelo, V'itabe, Amelo, Al tachzir, don't return a lost object. Yochal Yishma, you think maybe you have to listen to him. Tamad Lomer, the Pasuk comes says, Ish Imo, V'aviv tiro v'shabsosai tishmaru kulchem chayv mechodi, all of you are chayv in my honor. Even though that whole thing is just talking about don't break Shabbos, this Tana is learning out from this to other things as well, becoming tamei, not returning a lost object. So we see that the Isser of Shabbos is not considered more chamor than other Yisurim in reference to this, and therefore we should learn out from this to just like it's learn out that just as the mitzvah that honors one's parents is not going to override the iser, that says not going to be doche the los haseh, which has no karis in it. So to other mitzvahs also should be doche los haseh, even when there's no karis involved. So now we're back to the answer is we learn it out from here, from this concept that normally an haseh is doche los haseh, even if it has karis. But the only reason why over here it wouldn't be the case by the father on Shabbos is because the pasuk says. But if not, then a taka would be doche. Oh, very good. And since that's the case, that's why you need the word aleha. Now says the Gemara. Now hold on once again. Ella, frek the Gemara. Now, even though we're going to see, I'll read you Rashi in a minute, but it basically says that even though the pasuk is implying that a misaseh can be doche, a losaseh, that even has kares, we wouldn't have learned out from here that this mitzvah of yibum would override the kares of someone's sister. Mishum de'ika lemifrach, because you could ask a kasha. Mala anach, how could you compare the case of parents telling a child to do something on Shabbos? Shekein hechsher mitzvah. When the parent goes and asks to do something which is against Shabbos, there's no way of getting out of it in order to go to follow the mitzvah of kibbutz avim. The only way to do it is by going ahead and actually violating the iser of Shabbos. So there the asay is docha lelo sase by kares. However, don't think that and use that to teach you that you're going to have an asay is docha lelo sase when it comes to kares, and therefore you need the word aleh over here not to be with the sister, because with your achos ishto, because shekein hechsher mitzvah, right? When it comes to the case of yibum, though, there's another way of, you don't have to tell me that I say is docha lo saseh, because there's no way of getting out of it. What's the other way of getting out of it? That is just by doing chalitza. So we don't need the word aleha, because we can just say there's another way of dealing with this, and I say it's not going to be docha lo saseh when it comes to karis, in the case where there's another option, and therefore the question goes back to, why do we need the word aleha in order to specifically exclude it? Here's the issue. Made rise. Tasei me binyan. We say the following. Tasei me binyan. Base hamigdash. We should learn out for the building
of the holy Beit HaMikdash. Now, what's that? Let's learn out from the Beis HaMikdash here that the Aseh of Yibam is going to override the Kari Sisser of taking a sister's wife. And that you would be able to go and do Yibam on your sister-in-law. The time was in the Baisa. Yochi binyan Beis HaMikdash Doche Shabbos. You would have thought that maybe building a Beis HaMikdash would be Doche Shabbos. Right? There's a mitzvah of that Torah says, V'asuli Mikdash, to make a Mikdash over here. Okay, so you got to do it. You got to get to it. You got to get to what you got to do. So you would have thought that it should continue even on Shabbos, even though it's a Nisr. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk comes and tells us, Es Shabbosai Tishmaru, Mikdash Yitiro, that is my Shabbos you shall observe, and my Mikdash you shall have fear of. And again, I am Hashem ends with. And there, and what does that tell you? That Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi, all of you are Chayav in my Kavod, my lab bebonavis. So, sir, is it not so that we're talking about the case of building and destroying, which are normally, again, on Shabbos, going to be Yisurim, which is going to be Issachares? And only because of the fact that the Torah tells us over here, Shabbos Tishmaru, does it say, I am Hashem, that you have to go ahead, that you have to stop. But if not for that, then it would actually be Docha. So we see that Asari is going to be Docha Alos Asay when it comes to Karis. But it won't be over here because the Pasuk takes it out of it. But it will say it by, it will be the case in other places. And therefore, a new word Aleha to exclude it from that as well. Rashi says, my lab bebona besoser, itzrich lemesar afal gav de av malachahu, even with av malacha, vika Karis, ilav dashmeinan. Havamina asya say the asuli mikdash v'dachi lav the Shabbos. That's what I would have said is going to happen. Says Gemara, lo lav the mechamer. It's talking about the lav of mechamer, like we said before, which is not kares, and therefore we don't have anything teaching you about asay docha los asay when it comes to kares. Therefore, you wouldn't need the word aleha, which is why do we have it. So now the Gemara is exactly what he did before, and we try to learn over here from what you see here. Maybe let's flip the whole script here and say that you see an asay is not docha lo sasay. Afilochi lo dachi. You want to say even so, in the midst of the build of Beis HaMikdash, not going to override this sister? Vela the kaim alon dachi asay v'dachi lo sasay. That which you brought up over there says, look, ligma mehachat lo dachi. Let's learn from here just the opposite. And this will be our case to teach us asay is not docha lo sasay. Oh, amazing, right? And this is other mitzvos that are not going to override. Again, non-kari shtiklach. V'chitei, if you're going to say, shani lavi de mechamri de chamir, shani lavi de Shabbos de chamir. No, the lavi of Shabbos is different because they're chamor. I'll say back, v'hat tana ba'almakai. Like we said, there are other tanaim that go to compare the other lavin to this. Rashi says, lav de tuma, the helam avida, me lavi the Shabbos the parach and ask a kasha for tani ba'amakai velo kaparach and there's no kasha. We are saying that Shabbos is more stringent. The tani was in a brisa. Yachalom elo aviv he tame. You would have thought that if a father says to a son become tame, who's a kohen over there, osha amar lo al tachzer. We said do not return a lost object. Yachalishma lo. Okay, you have to listen because keep it aveim. Tamad lomer ish ima vavtiro and the ves shabsosay tishmaru and yashem. Oh, so you see again, it compares the idea of Shabbos. Kulchem chayav mekvodi, all of your chayav in my kavod. So don't try to say that Shabbos is more chamor, therefore you can't learn out from it. And rather, this should be the example of an asay is not docha alos asay. It's Gemara. Well, we obviously didn't take this route, so it must be that's not true. And the asay is docha alos asay. So Ella, rather, even though the pasuk is implying that a mitzvah say will be docha a kares issue, lo sase of a kares, we can't learn out from here that it's also going to apply to yibam, a kares situation, mishum dikel mifach, because you can go ahead and you can ask the question, like we said before, malanach shekein hechsher mitzvah, the Beis HaMikdash situation, that is a hechsher mitzvah. The only way to build it is by doing it immediately is by violating Shabbos. And therefore, it says the teacher over there, you have to guard my Shabbos not to do it. But by the case of Yibam, you wouldn't have to tell me the word Aleha because you could simply just tell me, just tell him do Chalitza, and then there wouldn't be an issue. Everything would be good and dandy. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're not done. We're in the middle of Sugya, but we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great day.